love to praise his holy name. Hallelujah. What does it mean when we say non-stop praise? Well, it's exactly what the psalmist said in Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's non-stop praise. Let his praise continually be in our mouths. Let us praise him for his goodness. Praise him. The Bible says, praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye his hosts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, that's right. Has there been excellent greatness of the Lord in your life? Well, you know, we ought to praise him according to all, you know, that he has done. Let the high praises of God, we're told, let it be in our mouths. Glory to God. That's what enables us to wield that sharp two-edged sword. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, they were created, and also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel and the children of the Lord and the people of walking with God, a people that is near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Let's praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower to us. When we run into it, we are safe. Therefore, let's praise him for his goodness.
Mercy into it forever. Yes, you are good at your mercy into it forever.
Even the very nation,
even the very nation,
cause
in the race
of future,
we love
hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship.
Get involved in it, say hello to you.
Get involved in it, say hello to you.
now, somebody. Get involved in this.
Mercy and your end forever.
Sing along.
Every word of worship, one accord.
Every praise,
every praise,
to our God.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory, hallelujah
to our God.
Every praise,
every praise,
to our God.
Every
prayer to our God.
Every word of worship
on our
throne.
Every prayer,
every praise,
every prayer
to our God.
To our God.
Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah,
to our God.
Say every praise,
every prayer.
Say every praise,
every praise,
to our God.
To our God.
Take it up and praise.
Every word of worship, one of all, every prayer, every prayer to our God. Oh, hallelujah, to our God.
Glory,
hallelujah, to our God. Every prayer, every prayer to our God. Every word of worship on our every prayer to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Holy hallelujah to our God. Every prayer to our God.
Get some practice, because when you surround the throne of David, it's going to be non-stop praise. Hallelujah. That's one of the reasons why the Lord chose his throne, David's throne, to set upon, because he knows it's going to be non-stop praise around that throne. The psalmist said, David himself, I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's non-stop praise. Non-stop praise, not just in this fellowship segment, but non-stop praise in our mouth for the Lord. Let me read to you the words of this powerful script written by Neil Frisby. The subject of praise. It's a dynamic subject, he called it. The rewarder of youth. It is the secret place of thunder wherein the Lord answers back. According to Psalm 81 verse 7, it says, when you call upon me, I will answer you back in the secret place of thunder. By praising him, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul and giving you a healthy body. Isn't that wonderful? Praise will drive out infirm spirits and will loosen the bones. heart trouble will not overcome you. And should you have it, it will leave you by praising the Lord. Praising the Lord continually will make the heart happy and the body will be joyful in health. Your eyes will sparkle and your vision will be plainer. By eating lightly and praising Him, you will intensify these things even more. Also, the dullness of ears will hear sharply. Even your complexion, your hair, and your lips will take on a beautiful glow. And I say, well, you know, cosmetics can't touch this, you know. Praising the Lord in intervals will drive back all demon powers from you, and you will rest in peace. Peace will be around you. Say, my people shall dwell in quiet and restful places. Hallelujah. The effect and the work of tranquility, I mean righteousness shall be tranquility, and the work of righteousness shall be peace for you, even as you praise the Lord. Said, by praising Him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. And many people have experienced that. Praising the Lord often puts an aura of glory around you. Whether you can see it all the time or not, times you begin to feel it because of the glory of His presence. And demons cannot break through this covering very easily as long as you praise Him in confidence. Praising renews the youth, renews your strength, and gives more faith, and allows the Holy Spirit to speak. And haven't you felt that when you are really praising the Lord, when you get into the spirit of praise, the Holy Spirit will drop a word. Praise the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit will speak. Even, you know, when people get together and really begin to praise the Lord, you know, tongues will break out. Holy Spirit will speak. Hallelujah. You know, Holy Spirit will speak when we begin to praise the Lord like that. Praise exalts the Most High and allows His Spirit to flow through us, providing a ministry for each of us according as the Spirit wills it in our lives. Also, prosperity and good success and joy and blessings and favor. Well, yeah, those things are as close as one's lips if he continually praises the Lord. No matter what confronts that person, he will win. Hallelujah. A kingly anointing will ever be present with the one that's constantly praising the Lord. You know, let's exercise ourselves in non-stop praise to the Lord. For all the psalms that David had written, at the end, he was still saying, praise the Lord. He said, let everything that had breath praise the Lord. In Psalm 150 and verse 6. A person who has the high praises of God in his mouth shall receive knowledge and wisdom, guiding him in his daily affairs and giving him many spiritual highlights in his life. The person who humbles himself in praising the Lord will be anointed above his brethren. Scripture calls it the oil of gladness will be upon his head. He shall feel and walk like a king. Spiritually speaking, the ground even will join him in singing. The ground under him will sing, and a cloud of love shall engulf him. He shall feel the Lord's hand on his back and on his head, and he shall be comforted by the Most High by praising the Lord. Why are there so many secrets in praise? Because that is why we were created, to praise the Lord of hosts. The Lord did not create us just to continually ask for things That's secondary. We were made to praise the Lord. When we get into the rhythm of praise, well, we will feel the sweetness of his presence, and he will reveal the most secret things to us, even for days to come afterwards. And many people have experienced this. When you spend a lot of time in praising the Lord, all of a sudden it takes you into dimensions of knowledge. Praise the Lord. Even past, show you things that happen, present, and even future through praising the Lord. You get into those dimensions. David said, by praising the Lord and being patient, he was relieved of his troubles, and his enemies were put to flight. Behold, saith the Almighty, praise is the guardian of the soul and the protector of thy body. Isn't that beautiful? That's a point blank word from the Lord. Praise is the guardian of your soul and the protector of your body. By praising the Lord early in the morning and even late in the evening, and then all throughout the day, nonstop praise, you will find that he will answer you and give you rest. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all, and that's all, A-L-L, forgiveth all thy iniquities, that's right, and healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth my life from destruction? David is talking to his own soul now. He's telling his soul to praise the Lord. You know, the soul can get soulish at times. The soul can get heavy. The soul can get sad and sorrowful and depressed and all of these things. But by praising the Lord and speaking these kinds of words to your soul, can bring your soul in alignment with the Spirit. So praise the Lord at all times. The soul, you know, can be lifted up even with praises. You know, I said, who redeemeth my life from destruction? Who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles? I mean, isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. By praising him, we see that even salvation can occur and temptation departs from us. You know, that's what he said. You know, salvation, he said, you know, crowneth me loving kindness, tender mercies, redeemeth my life from destruction, all by praising the Lord. You know, and he will even renew your youth like the eagles. So by praising the Lord, you can renew your strength, you can renew your youth, and you can be lifted up like the eagle, high in spirit. And many people have experienced that. It's then during those moments of praise, high praises, when you get lost in the Spirit and praise the Lord, that's when incredible things happen and things shift. Praising the Lord brings a shift in the atmosphere. Yeah, praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord like that, things begin to shift, moving in the direction of favor for you. Praise the Lord. That's how the things will shift. And the enemies that are incensed against you, praise will split them. That's right. Praise will just split them apart like that. So they come together together against you. I can see it now. The praise of Lord scatter them in every direction. Glory to God. They can't be around that praise. Devil can't do it. So when you praise the Lord, you will put a dagger in the heart of those evil spirits. Praise the Lord. That try to come in against you. When the enemy tries to come in against you to eat up your flesh, praise, praise, and praise will send him away in seven different directions. Will come in one way, but he's going to flee in seven directions by praising the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. When your days feel like the shadow that declineth. When your days feel like the shadow that declineth. Wow. When you feel withered like the grass, well, what do you need to do? Praise him, and he shall refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. There were many times that David felt all alone. Not only being chased all the time by, Saul, even his own family and different things rise up against him, people around him at times, conspire against him and so forth, son and everything, And he would say things like, look, I feel all alone. he said in Psalm 102, he said, my enemies reproach me all day long. He said, my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned as an herb. My heart is smitten. That's heavy. He walked around with heavy heart, Absalom and different things, say, my heart is smitten, withered like grass. Could I even forget to eat my bread? Psalm 102. Say, by reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I feel like an owl in the desert. I mean, this man felt all alone. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. And they that are mad against me are sworn against me. I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and wrath and everything come against me and cast down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like the grass. But thou, O Lord, and then he would, encourage himself, come back and say, Lord, I know that thou shalt endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations. And when he begins to kick in the praise like that, he said, well, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. But the time to favor has come. Praise the Lord. And he begins to praise the Lord. And the next thing you know, his spirit is lifted up. Praise the Lord. When your days feel like the shadow that declineth and you feel withered like the grass, well, praise him. He shall refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. He shall spread a cloud over you for a covering and fire to give you light, even in the night. And the enemies in the darkness shall not enter into this. They can't do it, into this Shekinah glory. They cannot. David said, sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise unto the rocker of our salvation. Psalm 30 and verse 2. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Now listen to this. By praising the Lord, not just, randomly, but by living a life of praise, non-stop praise, the Lord will bring you into the center of his will for your life. That's right. He will guide you daily like the light of the sun. And in the night, dark places as clear as a full moon. He will guide you. He will lead you in new paths, and his revelations shall dwell with thee along the way. Praising is the wine of the spirit. That's right. You want some real stimulation in the spirit? You get into the wheel of praise. W-H-E-E-L. And you begin to praise the Lord like that. It is the wine of the Spirit. Glory to God. Revealing hidden secrets and bringing new revelations. Praise will illuminate the mind in understanding the Lord's purpose, even his purpose according to election. That he might stand in your life, praise will bring you to understand it. Glory to God. During praising the Lord, and if we learn how to live a life of praise, this will even exalt the horn of your ministry and bring you to a place where the Lord can cause you to bring deliverance to your friends and relatives. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, even he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, that secret place, he said, is in praising the Lord and repeating his word. That's right. Praying with God's word, speaking back his word unto him, which I call prophetic prayers. But when you mingle that with praise, hallelujah, it's a wonderful way how the, you know, the psalmist knew how to praise the Lord. I mean, one of the ways in the culture of Israel back in the day, and they would say, now bless the Lord your God. Well, what would they say? They would say, well, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And David would say that. Solomon would say that to the people. And when they began to respond, they would say, bless the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And when you begin to praise the Lord like that, in fact, the mercy of the Lord, you know, brings us into, I mean, the you know, realization and remembrance of his mercy ought to bring us into a place of deep worship, a sense of worship, you know, and a place of praise. I mean, David wrote a powerful psalm. Every phrase of that psalm, he punctuated with, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. A whole psalm. And many of you have read it. You know, it's like Psalm 136. Put it in there. It would say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And that's one of the greatest ways that you can praise the Lord, is to say the Lord is good. You know, if you can't think of anything else, just say the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And if we know that, see, because it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Everything we have from the Lord, it's because of the Lord's mercies. Praise the Lord. And when you praise him like that, he said, you know, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. That's like the anointing of the Lord. And under his wings, that's his power, shall thou trust. You will be surrounded by his shield and his buckler. He said, the Lord will be your shield and your buckler. All of this in Psalm 91. But it starts out with dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. There's so many secrets in praising the Lord. And many people have not really tapped into it. But when you do, you will begin to receive all of these promises. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, or the pestilence that walketh in darkness, you know, because of praising the Lord. Praising the Lord brings confidence. The righteous are bold as a lion. You know, well, that boldness comes when you're praising the Lord. And you can walk through anything. It's not going to bother you at all. You know, 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand, and 10,000 at thy left. You see it only with your eyes and all these things. And it shall not come near thee. Even angels shall surround you and keep you in all your ways. Said the Lord will give his angels charge over you. Now, even though the Lord said that in the scriptures, for he shall give his angels charge over you, and they shall, you know, and keep you in all your ways, but it's not everybody. It's not even every believer that experienced that. Those that experience it are those that are getting, are gotten into the wheel of praise. Because the angels of the Lord, you know, they love the praises of God. We're not talking about those fallen angels. We're talking about the good angels. They love the praise of God. They themselves are saying, holy, holy, holy. So when you are around that all the time and declaring his word along with that, well, they will be around you as well. The Lord said that he will also cause you to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He will trample the dragons underfoot. And he said, I will satisfy you with long life. I will even show you my salvation. Now, that's secrets in salvation. You know, most people have it, but the Lord can still show you some secrets in that salvation. But all of that comes from a place of praising the Lord. When you get into that high praises of God, when it's in your mouth like that, he'll even give you secrets of victory over your enemies. In Psalm 149, he said exactly that. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, which will lead to the ability to have a sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Slice asunder you know, all the enemies that try to come against you. But first, you enter into a place of praise. And then you have the power of the sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Glory to God. Praising the Lord on one hand, a sharp two-edged sword on the other hand, working together to assure your victory in all things. Praise the Lord. Now, all of these blessings by praising the Lord earnestly and with joyfulness. By praising the Lord, you will respect others more and you will talk much less about them. You're not going to, you know, talk about people. Spend your time in praising the Lord, he said, you know, because the Lord will deliver you in satisfaction. Hallelujah. Once you read the Psalms daily and add your own praise unto him. Well, David wrote his Psalms. You can write yours too. Praise the Lord. You can praise the Lord. Yeah. You can use David's Psalms for inspiration. There are some Psalms throughout the Bible. Isaiah, many of them wrote some Psalms to praise the Lord, you know, and Moses, you know, wrote some songs and different things to praise the Lord. You can write yours. Add your own praise unto the Lord and see how the Lord will deliver you in satisfaction. The Lord said David was a man after his own heart because David sang and praised the Lord always. He also danced before the Lord, the beauty of holiness. And, you know, as he waited for the Lord, you know, David one time when the ark was returning, David didn't mind that he was king and all of that. You know, some people today who are so polished and, you know, well-placed in society, I mean, it's you know, they're so dignified and everything. They can't really get down, praise the Lord. You know, but David, he threw off the crown, threw off the garments and so forth. I mean, this kingly robe and everything, this thing was, you know, hindering him. And he began to get down and praise the Lord. It didn't matter. In fact, his wife looked out the window and saw him and said, this man is crazy. Look at him. King of Israel, behaving like a crazy person in the street. But that crazy person is whom the Lord chose. Glory to God. Now, don't you ever despise in your heart anyone that's praising the Lord. You let them alone. Because that's the reason why they were created. If they want to do cartwheels, that's their business. And do anything they want. So unto the Lord that they are doing it. And David got in the house. The woman began to say things to him. Look at you. I mean, you call yourself king. See how you disgraced yourself in the streets today, even before the women and stuff like that. What kind of king does that? And David said, the kind of king whom the Lord chooses instead of your father. That's right. It is the Lord who chose me before your father. Therefore will I praise him. And if you think that was base, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to praise the Lord even more. And all those women that you thought, you know, they look down on me. In fact, I will be had in honor in front of them. But that doesn't really matter. I'm going to praise the Lord because he chose me. Glory to God. And David, well, you know what happened to that woman. The Lord struck her. Now, don't you come against somebody that's praising the Lord. And she was barren. You know, she couldn't do it. She couldn't bring forth children. Because she messed with somebody in the spirit of praise. Now, you don't do that. You let them alone. You know, don't you try to do it. Praise the Lord. And so, David, he knew how to get God's attention. The Lord said David was a man after his heart because he sang and praised unto him daily as he waited patiently for him. The Lord chose this man's throne to set upon. He chose even his line to come through this man's loins later as the brighter morning star, wherein he said, you know, I am the root of David, came before David, and I'm the offspring of David. Now, he came after also, you know, and he said, you know, the Lord will choose, I mean, David's throne forever. Why? Well, the Lord whispered in the heavens that he was happy with the king. He rejoiced in his steadfastness. Even when there seemed no hope, David trusted in the Lord. And that's why the Lord chose David's throne. Because when we all surround it, We shall be singing the praises of the Lord. David's going to see to that. David gave commandments how people should sing and praise the beauty of holiness. He commanded instruments that should be made to praise the Lord, even the sons of Asaph. And many of them, you know, they took that up and they began to praise the Lord because of David's commandments. And I guarantee you, show me, he said, one person that doesn't know how to praise the Lord, and I'll show you somebody that's not going to be around David's throne. That's right. If you get some practice right now, because that's the only thing that's going to be around David's throne, people that know how to praise the Lord. And if you don't know how to do it, you might not be there. And so let's get into the habit of praising the Lord. The Lord chose this man's throne to set upon, and he will do it. The Lord whispered that he rejoiced and in the king. He chose this man's throne because we'll all be singing the praise of the Lord when we surround it. And David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34. That his praise will continually be in my mouth. And I said, that's non-stop praise. Blessing the Lord at all times. His praise being continually in your mouth. That's non-stop praise. That's the subject of our fellowship today. And David, also along with that, he said in Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. Also in Psalm 27 and verse 14, he said, wait on the Lord, in praising the Lord. I mean, wait doesn't mean you just sit down and do nothing. You go to a restaurant, you know, the waiter, they come around, say, how's everything going? What else can I get for you? You know, waiting on you, you know, praising, you wait on the Lord, praising the Lord, and waiting to hear what he will say for you to do his will. That's how we wait on the Lord. We're not just sitting around, you know, but we're waiting to hear what he will say next. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, he said, you know, and say, wait on the Lord and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It is even possible, he says, by praising the Lord much, that you could have spiritual dreams and visions and knowing things to come. John 16 and 13 says, the Holy Spirit will bring things to your remembrance. Well, mostly those who are praising the Lord, it will show you even things to come. Not everybody is experiencing that, but not because not everybody is praising the Lord like they should be. But when you learn how to praise the Lord, a lot of things will come to you. Now, when the Lord begins to show you things to come, he will even warn you beforehand of trouble that will be approaching, and he will give wisdom how to avoid it. See, the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. How does he do it? Through praising the Lord, Lord will reveal things to him, and he will know how to not go in the way that of trouble, but how to avoid it. The Spirit of the Lord will guide you when you praise the Lord. Praise is life, and prepares one for translative light and faith. The spirit of prayer is fine, he said, but one should praise the Lord more often than just pray. Praising the Lord creates more faith, and the answer is quicker in coming than just prayer. So when you know how to mingle your prayer with praise, you get a quicker answer from the Lord. Praising is a dimension that is unknown by most. It is a dimension wherein the Lord, you know, is moving, constantly is moving. The Lord hurls and stirs, wherein feeling of the Spirit occurs. And you know it. Everybody knows it. When you really get into praising the Lord, you experience a joy and a feeling of the Spirit. You know, you can find out even prophecy will break out of your mouth when you really know how to praise the Lord like that. A group that is praising the Lord constantly will cause a revival to break forth around them, and it will turn into a dimension of prophecy. Well, I've experienced this, you know, in the past, some groups that I was in as a young man, but they knew how to praise the Lord. They could praise the Lord for hours and there was powerful revival that broke out Praise the Lord. We got to get that experience back again. You know, when you're praising the Lord like that, even in a group, you cause revival to break forth around you. It will turn sometimes into a dimension of prophecy. The dimension of healing and miracles will begin to ignite. Demons will cry out and will flee. Fear and nervousness will travel from you as far and as fast as light. Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. Lightning, that's a speed of light. That's 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast the devil gets away from you when you really know how to get into the wheel of praise. Glory to God. Now, the devil will move away from you as fast as light. Tongues and interpretation will take on even a new dimension of realism and will strengthen a congregation that knows how to praise the Lord. Now, praising the Lord in a congregation doesn't mean sit back, relax, and enjoy the praise team. That's what a lot of us do. You know, it's like praise team entertaining us. No. The only person that needs to be entertained is the Holy Spirit. And we need to get in the habit of praising the Lord. Don't just sit back, praise team do it all. No. Get in the wheel of praise. And when we begin to do that, you know, in that segment of worship, many congregations don't know it, but that's when the Lord will speak. Yeah, because they don't know it. And, you know, when we do it like that, a lot of things can break forth. Speak to you, drop even a word in you that will guide you for days. You know, wisdom and knowledge will begin to run like a bubbling brook of water. Faith will leap forth as a fire in the field, driving troubles and diseases away. The discernment to see good angels and discernment to see and know angels, whether good or evil, will be your gift while you are praising the Lord. And God will begin to show you. He will show you into the spirit realm. That's what he's saying. Some of you know that. And you praise the Lord a lot. You got to open your eyes. You see some things in the spirit realm. Well, let our heart pant after the Lord, you know, as the water brooks and so forth like that. Say, the Lord, my heart panteth. As the heart panted after the Lord, as the water brooks, so panted my heart after thee, O Lord. Well, in praising the Lord, not just in asking for things. Father, give me this. Father, give me that. Father, give me the other. No, but in praising the Lord. If we know how to praise the Lord and put all the other needs, personal needs, secondary, you will see that those needs will come up before the Lord and he'll take care of it. Spend our time in praising the Lord. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. You know, he even said, enter into his gates, Psalm 100. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Bless the Lord, he said. And then this word dropped here. He said, the Lord lives in us according to our praises. Woo, I love that. The dimension and the depth and height, the breadth, and the riches of the goodness of God is in your life. It's according to your praises. That's right. But the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So the more you praise the Lord, the richer his presence will be in your life. If we can somehow elevate ourselves to a dimension of all the time praising the Lord. He said, praise him for what he has already done. That's right. Important in the art of faith is the praise and thanksgiving. And that's always important. You know, coming to God with a grateful heart. Having an attitude of gratitude always and just praising the Lord. Enter this way into God's presence. The power to move any object, he said, is at the bidding of those who have learned the secret of praise. Isn't that powerful? Well, let me read it to you again. He said, praise him for what he has already done. We sing this in songs. Important is the art of faith is the praise and thanksgiving. That's so important because it enriches your faith. When you enter this way, that's praise and thanksgiving, into God's presence, the power to move any object, the power to create change, hallelujah, is at the bidding of those who have learned the secret of praise. One must recognize God's presence which is around us all the time. But we will not feel the strength of it until we enter in with true praise. That's right. You know, opening up all of your heart, then we will be able to see Jesus, as it were, face to face. This is beautiful. Perhaps the most beautiful thing I've ever read. This scroll or this script right here. You know, he said, look, you'll be able to also hear the still small voice of the Spirit in making more precise decisions. And you'll be able to discern in your own spirit whether, you know, I mean, you'll be able to discern whether it is your own spirit or whether it is the voice of the Lord. Praising the Lord will give you that sharp discernment. Glory to God. A person who is withdrawn even, and don't like to do anything or talk to anybody and so forth, you know, or like to speak very much, well, you know, they will be able to speak even more outwardly for the Lord as they praise him often. Even people that, you know, have stammering and so forth, the more they praise the Lord, they begin to be, you know, God will begin to remove that. You know, one of my favorite psalmists, you know, he gave a testimony about that in his life, Andrew Crouch. He said he was born, you know, a stammerer and all of that, you know. And when he began to sing all those beautiful songs of praise, he found out that he began to be able to, you know, speak more clearly. And the stammering was, you know, a thing of the past. But he was always stammering. And then when he began to really get into the praises of the Lord, and stammering was a thing of the past. I knew a friend who, their aged mother, one time, you know, dealing with stroke or whatever else, you know, and they couldn't speak. The woman couldn't speak anything, but she could sing praises of the Lord. You know, she couldn't speak anything at all other than sing praises. I wondered about that. That was powerful. You know, she, her tongue was withdrawn, but when it was time to speak, the praises of the Lord loosened up like that. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord said in Exodus 33:11, you know, that he spake with Moses face to face as a man speaketh with his friend. And in verse 14, he said, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. Well, you know, these promises are there, but the only people that will reap some of these promises are those that know how to get into real praise with the Lord. Jesus said the Father is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that praise is part of that worship. You know, just getting there daily, everywhere, even where you're going, down the street, driving, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in your workplace, and so forth. Praise the Lord in your heart. You know, just let your heart be united in praising the Lord always. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then he gave his own personal testimony and so forth that, you know, one day while they were preparing for some meetings, he read the Psalms, praised the Lord every day, and people said the power of God was so heavy in that particular meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our exhortation today. Non-stop praise, not just for this hour of power, but non-stop praise in our hearts unto the Lord. Powerful, powerful reading here from the scroll, scroll number 70, written by Neil Frisby. Father, I pray, Lord, that you help us to understand the power of praise, even as we have read here today. Praising the Lord that can drive away infirm spirits from us. Praising the Lord that can loosen the bones. Praising the Lord that can bring, you know, sharpness of hearing even to dull ears. Praising the Lord that can bring even clearer vision. Praising the Lord that can renew our youth and our strength and cause your skin to come back like a baby's skin. Ha! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because praising the Lord is so powerful, better than even cosmetics. The glory of the Lord coming upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praising the Lord gives us an entrance into the spirit realm, coming to his presence with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. And as we learn to praise the Lord, Holy Spirit will have an avenue to interact with our spirit, to drop a word. I pray, Lord, that you help us to understand these things. The power of praise that can bring an aura of God's Shekinah glory around us. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. I pray that everyone, you know, you said, even beauty for ashes, you know, heaviness and so forth. It's a garment of praise. So break that. So the Lord will give you a garment of praise that can break that spirit of heaviness. It can bust through even that depression. Praising the Lord can do it. The oil of gladness can come upon you in praising the Lord. And it will give you confidence and anoint you even with blessings and favor beyond your fellows, because you know how to praise the Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you. Help us, O Lord, to see all these benefits in praising the Lord and spend time in praising the Lord more often than just asking for things. I thank you, Lord. We know it is possible. Praise the Lord at all times, he said. Bless him at all times. His praise continually be in my mouth. Teach us, Lord, this experience that we may know how to praise and bless the Lord at all times, and let his praise continually be in my mouth. Even in testifying unto the Lord, let the high praises of God, he said, always in your mouth. Glory to God. And cause you to have the power of the sharp two-edged sword in your hands. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.